This year's Boston Marathon went off without a hitch, but authorities are still sorting out the lessons of last year's terrorist bombing at that fabled race. Charlie Allen is a senior intelligence advisor at the Intelligence and National Security Alliance. He's a principal at the Turnoff Group, too, and he studied a recent Joint Intelligence Community Inspectors General report. Charlie Allen joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. So let me ask, give us the big picture. Now, 13 months later, what are the lasting lessons for us?
Oh, the lasting lessons from this event that occurred a year ago is that even though we made really huge improvements over the past 12, 13 years in information sharing and ensuring that we have the right tools to search databases and that we have improvements in how to do transliteration of names, there's still room for further improvement. The Inspector General's report, which involved not only the intelligence community, but the Department of Homeland Security, involved the Justice Department, the FBI, I think it's an excellent report, and I think it's good that we have put this information out for the public to read. But there were mistakes made, and there were errors, particularly in the transliteration from Cyrillic into Russian, which led to some databases having several entries, and they were not correct on name spelling in English or in the date of birth of Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the older brother.
So what was the effect of that lack of being able to translate the names properly?
He wasn't detected as being on the watch list because the National Counterterrorism Center recommended him for the terrorist watch list in 2012, I believe, 2011. And then the way it was put into the terrorist screening center, which is run by the FBI, had some different spellings and transliterations. And he flew to Moscow, and then went on to Dagestan, which is in the North Caucasus, which does have a low-level insurgency of Islamic extremism. And then he came back, and he was not put into secondary screening. Now, whether either screening him outward bound or inbound would have made a difference, we don't know, because the FBI had conducted an investigation back in 2011 when the FSB, the Federal Security Service of the Russian Federation, had brought his name and his mother's name to the attention of the FBI legal attaché in Moscow. The Russians were not terribly forthcoming, though, with data. It was just bare bones information saying that these people potentially were favorable towards Islamic extremism. We asked for additional information from the Russians, and they never gave it. So the Russians, as you know, the Russian services, which I've dealt with, are difficult. They provide spotty information at times.
And I think this is also a story about data and the reliability of data. We know that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, for example, has just started a new initiative with schools to make sure that they're inputting data better in ICE systems. How overall has the government been when it comes to law enforcement and getting all these facts and figures in their databases correct?
I think we're a world apart from where we were after 9/11 because we really had some very disaggregated databases. We didn't have a National Counterterrorism Center. We now have advanced tools that help with transliteration, so you get a number of variations, so you don't just get one spelling of the name when you do the transliterations. And I think that based on what I've seen in all the databases, whether they're held by the FBI or Department of Homeland Security, or especially the National Counterterrorism Center, I think we've done a good job. But there are still mistakes made. We have over a million people crossing our air, land, and sea borders every day. That's a lot of people, and mistakes sometimes can be made. But mistakes we make are fewer and fewer.
We're speaking with Charlie Allen, senior intelligence advisor at INSA and a principal at the Chertoff Group. And getting back to the question of whether someone is going toward radical frame of mind, I mean, what are the means by which the FBI or even the Russians or whoever would know that about someone other than just simply where they go?
It might come from the local community more and more, and this is one of the lessons learned is that the FBI, the Department of Justice Inspector General, recommended that the FBI work harder to share with state and local law enforcement when they get these kinds of tips and cues that some person in the community may be becoming radical. This information, the Joint Terrorism Task Force in Boston did not share it with the local police of Boston or Watertown. There's a lot of improvement to be made there, and local police, chiefs of police of major cities, as well as medium and small cities, would like to know if there's someone in the community that being investigated for possible Islamic extremism or a radical thought, could be right-wing as well as left-wing, or Islamic. So we've made improvements, and the FBI is working very hard to, based on what the Inspector General report states, to really improve relations with state and local government and with police departments. That's what I did when I was the Undersecretary at Homeland Security working for Secretary Chertoff. Really, and the new Undersecretary, my successor there, Frank Taylor, he and I had a long conversation about the need for, you know, really strong sharing with local police, state and local law enforcement.
What are the biggest barriers in that relationship between the feds and the locals?
The biggest barrier, of course, we're a federal system of government. We have there are certain rules and regulations that have to be followed. We do risk-based kind of information sharing. One of the most important things, of course, is that these people were the Tsarnaevs were LPR, legally permitted residents. They were green card holders. They had certain rights. The investigation, though, could have been deeper. The FBI chose in Boston to do, I think, the least, according to the report put out by the Inspector Generals, the least intrusive type of investigation. But they did interview the older brother Tamerlan, but they closed the case. But they did. The FBI did go back through their legal attaché and ask for more information, trying to get more data on the Tsarnaevs, and why was the FSB, the Russian service, raising this issue with the Americans?
So two developments have happened in recent months and recent weeks. And tell me whether these are going to maybe take things a step back from what is described in the report. The first is, of course, the Russian-United States relationship, which has deteriorated because of, you know, the Russian adventures in Ukraine and Crimea. The second is the New York City Police Department is pulling back from a long-standing program of probing Muslim communities to try to separate out those that might be going radical. This is, you know, the policy of the new mayor. So could those two developments make things a little bit worse now?
Well, I think as far as the Russians are concerned, we have worked with them on and off, and we have provided the Russians a lot more information on terrorism and leads that people that might wish to do harm to the Russian Federation than the Russians have ever provided to us. I think the relationship will continue to be rocky and difficult. It has been that way. I know for certain that the United States has been very forthcoming with the Russian Federation on terrorism. We would like more reciprocal efforts on the part of Moscow, and they just don't seem to. They don't seem to respond, and it will get potentially more difficult. On the second issue, we have Chief Bratton. Bill Bratton is the new chief of police, and he is an outstanding individual. If he has decided to disband a unit, as reported in the press, dealing with the Muslim community, I think that was a very risk-based assessment. Under Ray Kelly, they put in so many procedures and protocols and neighborhood policing. I think the city of New York still is very safe. I have deep confidence in Bill Bratton, whom I know and worked with when I was undersecretary.
And getting back to the issue of international cooperation, we've spoke about Russia, but I can imagine that there are problems, even worse problems, with other countries. For example, those in volatile regions, both politically and economically struggling, that might not have the infrastructure. So do you think the United States is doing all it can to compel other countries to give it that type of information that it might need?
I think we've done, I know for certain that the Central Intelligence Agency has done a brilliant job in this area in building relationships, as well as the FBI, because it works on anyone coming to this country who may be a foreign national who has radical ideas or thoughts and could turn violent. We've worked incredibly hard with our traditional allies, and they have been tremendous in providing and working with us interactively on specific terrorism cases. But we've expanded broadly to virtually every country in the world, because terrorism is anathema to almost all countries. And without our allies, and which are very friendly, and those countries where we don't have friendly relations, they still wish to support us on counterterrorism because their own countries are involved.
So I guess the main sense of the report is we're getting better, but there's really no end point to this game.
There's no end point to this game, as far as I can see. We will work very hard. CBP, I think, acts incredibly well, incredibly effective organization, given the number of people crossing our borders every day. But there will never be perfect. But we work towards that perfection. I think everybody in counterintelligence has the motto, no mistakes. We're going to work hard to make no mistakes.
Charlie Allen is a senior intelligence advisor at the Intelligence and National Security Alliance and principal at the Chertoff Group. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it very much.